coverage. It was you know, just a cover three, and you know, I was able to read the quarterback and read three step, and Corey Webster did a great job of undercutting the slant route, and I was fortunate enough to just hold on to it with one hand and make a play.
How much did this game mean to you and the team, knowing that everybody had just about anointed the 49ers as the next great team in the NFC?
Well, this game, you know, meant as much to me as each and every game I approach. You know, it's a game. You know, it's a conference game. You know, we're playing against a very great opponent. And, you know, I always try to go out there and give my best, you know, no matter who we're playing, no matter what division we're playing. You know, just try to go out there and give my best performance, you know, for the team, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
What was the defense doing? That was as confused as Alex Smith was looking here.
You know, yeah, we try to, you know, get our best matchup with, you know, based on what personnel they came out with. You know, I think it all started up top. You know, Perry Fuel and the rest of our defensive coaches did a tremendous job, you know, getting us ready, getting us prepared for this game. And, you know, the coaches, they just really emphasized on the little things this week, because, you know, that's what it takes. A team that put up, you know, 79 points in the last two games, you know, you have to be careful, because they throw a lot of different things at you, a lot of different personnels, and they have a lot of weapons. So, you know, we just played within the system. We trusted the man beside of us, and we was able to make plays.
Could you tell he was confused?
You know, I can tell at times, you know, we had him a little rattled. But, you know, every quarterback is going to get rattled sometimes, you know, depending on how you disguise your coverage and things of that nature. And I think, you know, the guys up front did an exceptional job. And I think in the back end, I think we held our own pretty good today back in the back end. I think this is our most complete game all year long against a very, very worthy opponent. I think, you know, all three phases of the game did an exceptional job, you know, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And, you know, we're just going to continue to grow. You know, we take this game as it is. It's a win in our conference. You know, we're very fortunate, and, you know, we're looking forward to next week.
You've talked about being a ball-hawking safety. You haven't been able to do that a lot in this defense because of injuries, but is this now a scenario where you're at your best in terms of that?
Well, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to get back in the groove and feel comfortable playing, you know, the deep safety position. And like I said, you know, I just executed the plays that was called. And, you know, on the second interception, Ahmad screamed from the sideline. He told me, he said, Trill, he's watching you. And I'm like, okay, well, if he's watching me, I'm going to sugar him a little bit. And I went and you know, like I was playing a deep third, and I actually came down and played the hook. And, you know, he threw the ball right to me.
And on Prince's interception, you pointed to him in the coverage. How did that go?
You know, that's a play last year where Vernon Davis scored on us last year. You know, it kind of beat the coverage, his second touchdown. And we got that play a couple times, you know, throughout the week. And the first time, you know, Prince ran with his number one receiver right to the free safety. And I say, Prince, you know, I kid him a lot. I say, Prince, you know, you didn't play any zone when you was in college, huh? I say, you don't have zone eyes. You know, I just mess with them all week long, and I say, listen, this is what's going to come. They were very successful with this play last year. It's going to come. So I just kept nailing him in his head that play was coming, and, you know, he played it to perfection. You know, he played it better than, you know, anyone else could have played it. You know, and I told him, I said, you know, I'm extremely proud of you because, you know, he listened to what I said, and more importantly, he saw the route. You know, they might think we're all right for right now, but eventually, you know, they'll put us back down in the slumps, which is fine for us. You know, we play for ourselves. You know, we play for the organization, we play for our fans and family, and more importantly, you know, we play for each other out there on the field. So, I mean, that's all we need.
They outscored your opponents, I think, 79-3, the last two opponents. How, going into this game, looking at film, I assume you felt pretty good about it. Why would you feel good after watching?
You know, my personal opinion is, you know, I take things for what they are. And, you know, the first time we played them, it was two busted plays where they scored. And the second time we played them in the championship, one play was on me, and I just had horrible technique and horrible eyes, and I put all that blame on me. And the other time, like I say, you know, he kind of just beat the coverage a little bit. So when you add it up, it's four plays that determine the outcome of game one and game two. And like I said, San Francisco is a great team, and I would never take anything from them. But I know how we play as a defense, and I know how we play them as a defense. And, you know, that's something that I relate to the defensive backs this week. I say, listen, people can say whatever they want to say. They can look at the 79 points. They can look at the 79-3, you know, how they outscore the other opponents. But I say, we know how we play them, and we know how we come attack. I say, you know, let's just go do it. And, you know, we have all the confidence in the world in our defense.
Taking No,
we didn't come out with a bunch of different coverage. You know, whatever it was called, that's what we played. And like I say, it started up top. You know, I think our defensive staff did an exceptional job of putting us in position to make plays. And I think you know, our defensive staff is hands down one of the best in the game as far as preparing. You know, no matter who it is and what opponent, whether we go out there and execute at all times, you know, that's on us who's playing the game. But they do an exceptional job putting us in play. Well, you know, I have appreciation for our offense, you know, just in general. You know, they've saved our butts several times. And, you know, those guys are, you know, they work hard. They work extremely hard together. They work on the field. They work off the field. They put in the extra hours. And, you know, Eli, along with that receiving core, is only going to get better. And you know, we don't expect anything less of them. And as long as they keep doing a good job, you know, the defense, you know, we're going to keep trying to rally and keep trying to, you know, create turnovers and give them more opportunities to put points on the board.
Is it safe to say?
You know, I think it was a mixture. You know, we played a mixture of coverages, whether it was zone, whether it was man, and, you know, no matter what it was, you know, we just tried to go up and be effective at what we did.
All right, thanks, Andrew.